And on 8:35 on Tuesdays, we like to do what's called the Positive Points on Aging. And we bring in our very good friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And today it's our dear friend Karen Pickard who joins us from over at Oakleaf. It's good to see you, my friend. Welcome back.
Good to be back. It's been a while, it seems like.
Well, it has been a few weeks, but Katie has stepped in and done a great, great job in your absence. But,
and I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. But we're happy to see you.
It's good to be back, like I said.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I don't like 80-degree weather in October.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
No, like today, 75 and sunny is absolutely joyous to me.
Yeah.
I don't want 84. But, you know, that's why we deal with summers of hot and sweaty so that we can enjoy it while they're already getting snow in the northern plains.
Or in the mountains.
They're already getting snow. So we're not going to complain too much around here.
Pretty good. But
did you make it to the fair at all?
No.
When's the last time you went to the fair? How many years ago?
Probably when my kids, probably at least 10, maybe 15 years ago. I honestly can't afford the fair.
It's
crazy
pricey.
Expensive.
It is pricey.
And
yeah.
I just don't want to do it.
No,
it's
pricey.
Not worth it.
It is.
It is
pricey.
I can fry my own food. If I really wanted fried butter.
I was
going
to say,
butter,
but do you really like to fry food at this point?
Well, Phil does, so yeah, well, I'll let him do it.
Yeah, there you go. Let him do the work for you.
Yeah, but you know what fried food leads to? Fried food leads to heart issues, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about. Because I've been gone because all of a sudden it dawned on me I had been missing doctor's appointments. And, you know, one of the things I preach on this radio show is taking care of yourself if you're a caregiver. And I don't think I realized how bad my year had been. I mean, I know a lot of people have struggled this year. It's not been an easy year for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I realized that my annual physical was coming up in October, and I can't cancel that because if I do, I think my nurse practitioner would come to my house and get me.
Right.
But I had canceled about 5 different appointments that she had made for me with specialists over the last 9 months, and I was thinking she was going to be really mad at me. So one of the things I want to talk about today is that you can't do that, folks. Being a caregiver means you really do have to take care of yourself. And I didn't realize I had fallen into the trap of not taking care of myself.
Well, let's get to chronologically why you think that happened. Because, I mean, I know that, you know, again, not everybody has to deal with a husband that has had relapses and other issues. And your husband, Phil, you know, whatever it is, bottom line, has had a lot of issues himself.
Yes.
And let's face it, like it or not, that's what we sign up for with our spouses.
Yeah.
Is if something doesn't go right, first person to take care of them is going to be either the husband or the wife.
Right. And that's, I mean, you know, it started back in December. He started having pains and he couldn't do a lot.
Right.
And so I found myself having to do all the house chores and the outside chores. And then his father died and then his mother moved and then he had hip. I mean, it just went on and on and on. And I realized that I was canceling appointments left and right because I had to take him to an appointment or I had to take his mother to an appointment or I had to go somewhere and do something else. And it's stupid. You can't do that. And I did not realize it until I was knee deep in it and had to figure out what I was going to do to fix it.
But, I mean, were you just in a situation? Because I'm trying to get to the mindset here. Because I want people to understand this is how it happens. Were you in a situation where you just said, I'm too tired to go for my own appointment because I've got so much to do for him? Or was it, you know what, I feel okay right now. I'm not. I mean, what made you say, I can cancel appointments?
I didn't have time to take care of Karen. I had to take care of everybody else. And I had to go to work.
Right.
You know, I had a full-time job,
sure,
too. And
you had to bring us breakfast.
I had to bring you guys breakfast. I mean, it just was easier to say, let's get everybody else taken care of, and
sure,
I'll worry about me later. I did feel fine. I'm more or less fine. I'm losing my voice, but other than that, there's some other things going on. But I felt fine, and it just didn't seem important at that moment.
Right.
Other things were more important.
So you find yourself prioritizing others over yourself, and it's not because you don't care about yourself. It's not because you don't love yourself. It's just because this is what's right in front of me right now. I'm just trying, like I said, I'm trying to get to the mindset of why people do this, because you're certainly not the first to do this.
Nope, and
and we're trying to prevent others from doing it, so I'm trying to show what can get you to the point where something that you know, I mean, you're a smart woman and you're obviously in the field.
I preach it all.
I was
going to
say, you're in the field of telling everybody else this. So it's not like you don't know right over wrong. And yet you still found yourself pushing these out of your own life. So it really makes you ask yourself, what can get me to a point where I completely start neglecting myself for others? And Because the others don't want you to do that if they love you.
No.
They don't want you to say, hey, Karen, I want you to skip an important doctor's appointment so that you can make me breakfast. Who's going to say that? Phil's not going
to
say that.
No, because he doesn't want me to cook.
But you know what I'm saying. Yes, I'm saying as an example, though.
No.
Nobody that cares about you wants you to get sick by taking care of them.
Well, I think what happens is you get overwhelmed. And you just are standing there and you're trying to do what is right in front of you and you can't see the other things. And you're, like I said, I felt fine. None of this started until I started not feeling fine.
Sure.
And then I realized I hadn't done what I was supposed to do.
Right.
And I don't think I paid any attention to it. Yeah.
You've allowed yourself to get so run down.
I had. And yeah. I don't think I realized I was canceling all these appointments. So, you know, and that's the thing. And it's a good conversation we're having here is how do you get to this point? Yeah, it's overwhelming, and, you know, and people think, well, you should be okay. You should be able to handle all this stuff. You're strong. I mean, I can't tell you how many people said, I never thought about you being a weak person. It has nothing to do with being weak or strong.
You're not weak.
It is just too much on your plate to think about for that time period.
Right.
And so, you know, what I would like to talk to you about when we come back, well, we got a little bit.
Still got a couple minutes, yeah.
I think what we need to talk about, though, is the things that need to be the appointments you need to keep and you don't think about. And I was talking to my nurse practitioner when I did the physical and she was yelling at me. And I said, so what are the important things that people need to think about? And she said, well, you know, the things that people don't think about are like making sure you're getting your eyes checked. Cataracts, glaucoma are all things that can be treated and glaucoma can be slowed down. Cataracts can be removed. Even macular degeneration can be helped if you go see your eye doctor. But people, that's one of the few things you just don't do unless you have glasses. But you still should go have your eyes checked whether you wear glasses or not.
I don't think people realize until they are either A, not seeing clearly, or
right.
B, they're getting headaches,
yes,
that they need to get their eyes checked.
Yeah.
I mean, you just hit a certain age. It's not your fault. It is normal. You
it's
will have some loss of eyesight. Some people will be nearsighted. Some will be farsighted. Some will lose a little bit of both. Some
right.
are going to need bifocals, trifocals. You never know.
Yeah.
Lainey has trifocals.
Right.
You know, I was legally blind.
Right.
I had 20/1600 vision and was considered legally blind. And then I went and got LASIK surgery in 1999. It was only supposed to last 10 years. Now I'm on 14 years.
Yeah.
It was only supposed to last 10 years. I'm well past, I'm on 24 years, not 14, 24 years. And I'm still, it's starting to go, but I could still see better than I ever saw in my teen
pretty
years.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
That's phenomenal for me. It was the second best thing I ever did for myself other than marrying Lainey.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'm now at the point where I am saying exactly what you're saying. Okay, I think it's time for me to start going and doing these appointments.
I once had an eye doctor look at me and say, if we treated eyes in school like we treat teeth, because you know how they always talk to you
right,
about your teeth
right,
at
right.
school. He said, if we talk to kids about their eyesight, you'd find out more kids need glasses than you realize. But most people don't take a kid to the eye doctor unless they're complaining.
Right.
And really, sometimes you don't catch stuff.
Don't think about it.
Yeah, you really don't. Or it's not important.
You can't see it through another person's eyes,
right.
So you don't know something's wrong
exactly.
until they tell you.
So get your eyes checked. Make sure you're doing that. The other one is dentist. Go get your teeth cleaned twice a year. Most insurance covers that, and it's pretty inexpensive, and dentists will work with you. And, you know, there's nothing worse than seeing somebody at 80 who has dentures, and
yeah.
the dentures don't
yeah.
fit properly
right.
because they didn't maintain their teeth, and
right.
it's an issue. And also, you know what? Medicaid will cover some dental work. And also, I know that several of the dental schools want people to work on for their hygienists.
Mm-hmm.
So that if they're going to
yeah,
high dental school, they've got to have
yeah.
teeth to work on.
Right.
They want real people.
Right.
So, you know, look into it if you're worried about the financial part of that. Your teeth are very important,
too. Oh, sure. Essential.
And they really are.
They are essential. And again, because it's not just hygienics and it's not just a pretty smile. It's going to involve your nutrition. It's going to involve a lot of other things. And now we're even finding out that you can get heart disease if you don't have good dental hygiene, things like that. Let's do
and
a quick break.
Yeah,
that's another thing.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's pain involved, too.
Yep.
Let's get a break in. We'll get to the Fox Business Report. Come on back with more of the positive points on aging at The Point.
Mornings with Kev. In the Bark Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
All right, welcome back in on The Point. It's now 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. Clear to Close coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, we want to get back with Miss Karen, who's with us from Oakley Village. It is our partnership we do with Oakley Village in Lexington each and every week from 8:35 until 9 o'clock, called The Positive Points on Aging. And we try to give you some tips. Most of these things are things that we all know, but every now and then we just need a little kick in the tush
yep.
to remind us about.
Yeah.
So it's not we're not trying to talk down to anybody or lecture anybody or in any way make anybody feel dumb. We're just kind of talking about our own experiences.
Right.
And Karen's the one who came up with the topic because she herself wasn't listening to herself. So
right.
So that's why we're humbly asking yeah. people to do these things, because sometimes we realize ourselves that just like anybody else, we need to be doing them too.
You don't realize what you get into, and you don't realize how all of a sudden you wake up one day and you think, wow, I haven't done those things I should be doing. And that's really what happened. So let's go back to the things that you should be doing. Here's one that catches people off guard, particularly as we age. You need to see a podiatrist. You need to take care of your feet, because if you can't walk,
yep.
you're in trouble.
Yep.
If you have neuropathy,
yep.
if you have diabetes.
Sure.
Now, podiatrists these days are sending people to go get pedicures to have their toenails trimmed and calluses removed and that sort of thing. And you can go get a pedicure and not have the leg massages and the polish and all that stuff for, you know, $10-$20
right.
instead of the $30-$40-$50
sure.
that some people pay.
Sure.
So remember that you can do that. And honestly, having your feet looked at is a really good thing. If you have bunions, you might have to think about surgery, or they might have ideas of how to keep your feet safe and so you don't have to have surgery. So go see a podiatrist. As I just did, go get your annual checkup. And,
uh-huh.
and those take, you know, you've got to schedule those a long time out because your doctor's probably very busy. But you need the blood work done, and you need to talk to your doctor annually. And one of the things that as we age, they do more of, they talk to you about how you're feeling. What's going on with you mentally? What's going on with you socially? Are you drinking too much? Are you getting out? Are you doing things? Has life become overwhelming? Because that's one thing. Sometimes people who live alone don't have anybody else to talk to, and it's their physician that can pick up on problems.
Sure.
So make sure you're getting your annual checkup. But one thing also, if you are getting older, I remember when my mother turned 60, her physician, whom actually it was 55, because her physician, whom she had grown up with and known all her life, said, okay, it's time for you to get a younger doctor. I am not going to be able to be your doctor forever, and I might get sick and have to quit, and you're not going to have anybody who knows what's going on with you. So he encouraged her to get a younger doctor, and she did, and it was the best thing that ever happened to her, because her younger doctor really saved her life at one point.
Wow.
So, you know, you need
you
to think
about
that. You don't.
I appreciate that the older doctor cared enough to say
right.
that, though.
He did, and he said, you know, I just can't do this forever, so you need to go and think about somebody and get comfortable with them now while you can. And that's an important thing
you
to think
bet.
About.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, men, PSA and prostate exams.
Yes.
We know you hate them and nobody wants to do them, but boy, if it's great if you catch.
You know, it's not
cancer.
That bad if maybe like you bring your iPhone and play some Nora Jones or something. It's really not that, you know.
It's not a bad deal, huh?
Well, it's not fun.
It's not
fun. But so
fun.
What? Let me tell you guys something. You know, I'm saying this as a doting husband. Ladies have it a lot worse than we do. So just go get
Amen.
The test done once a year and get done what you need to get done.
Yep.
And let them do this and let them make you cough and let them do what where he needs to do that. And, you know, I'm not getting graphic. Bottom line,
it's
though, is it's
better.
For it's 1 minute of being uncomfortable for you and the doctor. Yeah. And then you clear your schedule for the whole next year.
That's
God
right.
willing, everything's okay. And if not okay, you catch it and you get it dealt with. But, I mean, it is something that needs to be taken care of, Brian.
Right. Just I'm pointing fingers. Huh? Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, we all gotta get that test done.
You really should, because it's something that's fixable, and you need to think about that.
And it's a lot better if you catch it early.
Early.
I mean, I'm not sounding like I'm a genius. It's common sense. But if there is a number that's a rising PSA,
yep.
the sooner you find it, the sooner you catch it, the easier the treatment's going to be and the longer you're going to live.
That's right. It's like having a colonoscopy,
yeah.
which is the next one.
Yep.
You know, my mother died from colon cancer. I've been getting them forever. I
yeah.
hate getting
I'm
them.
I'm due for mine.
But
it's been 10 years, so
you
I
got
to get mine now.
I get one every 5 years, and they've cut out polyps, and they've done things, and they've kept me alive.
Good.
And it's, you know, it's one of those things that's fixable if you just do it. And you just mentioned women. You know, get your pelvic exams. Get your get checked. Have your mammogram.
Yep.
Have your density checked, because all those things for women are so vital. There's nothing sadder than watching a woman who didn't have a bone scan done.
Yeah, the bone density test.
Yeah, and she has osteoporosis.
Sure.
And she, I mean, you can just watch them brittle away.
Right,
it's horrible.
Right, right, right.
And there are medications you can
take for
that.
There are things you can do for stuff like that. And it's going to happen. I mean, all
of
us as we age, we are going to have some of these things that are just, it's not, it doesn't even mean you're doing something wrong. But because society knows this is going to happen, there are meds that can slow it. There are meds that can treat it.
Right.
But you can't get meds unless you go to your doctor and get diagnosed.
That's right. And by the way, men also can get breast cancer and they can get osteoporosis
as
they age. So it's something to think about and be prepared for it. It's something to do. You know, pap smears are not much fun to have done, but you also do get to stop having them done after a certain age, but it really can save your life.
Sure.
We talked about colonoscopies. How about a cardiologist? Do you have a cardiologist? You know, I feel like at a certain age, everybody should have a cardiologist, whether you really need it or not, just in case you do.
Sure.
You need somebody to make sure your heart is doing okay, that your valves are clear, that your carotid arteries aren't clogging up, and making sure that you're healthy, because your heart is so vital. I had a doctor talk at our support group once, and he said one of the things that causes dementia is not getting oxygen to the right places. So if your lung and your heart's not working correctly, your brain's not going to get oxygen.
Right.
And so you need to make sure that those things are being checked.
And you know what we haven't talked about is if you are in a situation where you are the son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter, and you know that there's a family history of some of these things, then you really need to be doing things. You talked about a little bit with mom and the colon and things and colonoscopies and all that. If you know there's a family history of some of this stuff, then you need to be extra special looking after it.
Absolutely. You know, mammograms is another one. If breast cancer runs in your family, get it checked. I really don't know about prostate cancer, if it's really as hereditary as some of the other. But again, if your father had prostate cancer, chances are good you might. So you may as well go get checked.
Yeah, you should.
Things like this you don't think about, but you need to get it done. Dermatology. Skin cancer is on the rise. I'm not sure why, but it is. And everybody should go see a dermatologist and make sure those tags and those freckles that are getting bigger aren't skin cancer. Because treating skin cancer is very awful. It just can be terrible. Yeah. But it can be fixed and have things cut out.
A lot of things that maybe your parents couldn't get fixed, you can.
You can
because of technology and advancements in medicine. So just be smart about it.
Be smart about it. And don't do what I did. Don't wait till you kind of piled everything up onto it. And, you know, now I'm trying to get a cardiology appointment. It's going to take me 3 months.
That's
and all
the other thing is, next thing you know, if you get the appointment, take the appointment. Because if you don't take it, it might be a long time before you can get a second one.
That's right.
Yeah. If people want to find out more, how do they find out more from you?
Oakleaf Village, 803-808-3477 or Oakleaf Village or OakleafLexington.com. See,
A little bit out of practice. No worries. All good. Thank you, Miss Karen.
Thank you, guys. Have fun Thursday.
We'll sure try.
It'll be great.
Be a fun party. Big anniversary. All right. Listen, everyone have a great day. Clear to Close coming up next. We'll see everybody for the afternoon drive at 4 o'clock. For Miss Karen, for Mr. Brian, I'm Kev. Thank you for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.